Barry is the name of the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season this year. It is in the Gulf of Mexico and is due to hit Louisiana this weekend, possibly as a hurricane. Meanwhile, parts of New Orleans are already flooding. Joining us now is Patrick Madden, regional news director at WWNO in New Orleans and WRFK in Baton Rouge. He's in New Orleans right now. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And we've seen the images of the flooding that's already happening. Give us a sense of what you're seeing there in New Orleans in terms of flooding before the storm.
Right. So actually, thankfully, right now, I mean, it's sunny and blue skies, and all of that water we got yesterday during that rainstorm has gone away. It has drained. So right now, thankfully, the streets are clear. But I mean, as you saw, if you've seen some of the images yesterday of people on kayaks and whatnot, I mean, it was flooded and it happened so quickly because we got about 8 inches of rain in less than an hour. And so, and this isn't even the storm that's coming. This was just a taste of it. You know, one of the outer band storms just coming our way.
Well, and we know that ceaseless rain, that's what the National Hurricane Center is warning about, is going to be one of the biggest worries in the coming days. What are you expecting from Barry?
Right. So the rain is the worry, but the real reason it's a worry is because of the water level of the Mississippi River. It's unusually high right now here around us. It's about 16 feet high. And so, you know, the levees around us are you know, roughly 20 feet high. And so forecasters are calling for, you know, 3 feet of storm surge. So, you know, when you add those numbers up, the water level from the storm surge is going to be at or around where these levees are. So there's a real concern about overtopping. And now, you know, officials, Army Corps folks are saying they don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, residents here are understandably concerned about this, and especially in some of the lower lying areas where the levees aren't as high, there is concern that, you know, there could be overtopping.
And these levees are levees that were reinforced to the tune of something like $16 billion after Hurricane Katrina, right?
That's right. But I think the levees we're talking about here are going to be more from the river. So that's why this is such a concern. But, you know, after Katrina, obviously, there's always going to be anxiety about the integrity of these levees. And again, the Army Corps says they're confident in the integrity of these levees, and they're adding additional protection in certain areas where they think there could be issues. But again, sort of outside New Orleans and some of the lower lying areas, I think there's a lot of concern there as well.
And what about the pumps in the city? Are they working as they should?
Right. I mean, that's a great question. So yesterday we had this huge rainstorm, 8 inches, less than an hour. And I was in my car and suddenly I was stuck for 3 hours because there was, you know, waist high water all around us. And the pumps did work yesterday, but it took a long time for that water to recede. So, and as the head of the Water and Sewerage Board told us, I mean, look, any system that sees that much rain is going to get overwhelmed. So the pumps appear to be working, but it's an old system. And anytime you have a lot of water, especially here in New Orleans, you know, there's a likely possibility that the flooding is going to be a major issue.
Now, the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, declared a state of emergency for storm impacts yesterday. How else are officials there responding so far?
So I'd say, you know, in New Orleans proper, here in Orleans Parish, right now we have a sort of shelter in place is the message from officials. In some of the other areas, they are actually doing or calling for mandatory evacuations in places like parts of Jefferson Parish, Plankman. So there are other areas that are already getting calls for evacuations. But here in New Orleans proper, that hasn't happened yet. But again, across the state, we're seeing a lot of the National Guard mobilizing. Mm-hmm. Some of these sort of high water vehicles are being set up around. So I'd say it's just, you know, an all hands on deck right now across the coastal part of the state.
Well, and what about residents? Are people leaving? Are they going to stay in New Orleans during this storm? Are they loading up on supplies?
Definitely loading up on supplies. I mean, I've heard from just colleagues here at the station, you know, going into a grocery store and it was out of water. And I know there's also, you know, folks are filling up their gas tanks, getting groceries. Mm-hmm. So I think the most part, from what I'm hearing, is people are gonna stay here and stick this out. But again, this could take a while. I mean, we're hearing this storm could be with us until Monday.
That is Patrick Madden, who is regional news director at WWNO in New Orleans and WRFK in Baton Rouge, talking about Tropical Storm Barry, the first of the Atlantic hurricane season this year. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you, Jeremy.